Well, a group of active young New Zealanders, politically active young New Zealanders, have just returned from interning at congressional offices across the US. It's part of the NZUS Council program, and it's run in conjunction with Victoria and Canterbury universities. Among those who were successfully selected for an internship was Samantha O'Hara, who was placed with Indiana Republican Representative Jackie Walorski. And she joins me now. Hi there, Samantha.
Hi, Jesse. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, lovely to meet you. How exciting this must have been. What did you have to do to apply?
Certainly. The process was rather simple for me because I was very lucky to have an internship in New Zealand Parliament last year. I worked with Ruth Dyson for 10 months, and that made it an easier transition heading over to the States. But the NZUS Council, as you said, they host four university students each year, two from Canterbury and two from Wellington. So we simply applied. There was a massive cohort of students who did apply, so we were very, very fortunate to be selected.
And having come from Ruth Dyson's office in the Labour Party, what did you think when you heard that you were going to be interning for a Republican to the right of the right? I mean, even Democrats in the US, I think, would be regarded as on the right here in New Zealand. So this is probably much further right than anything you'd find in your home country.
Absolutely. I'd say that most of New Zealand politics would fit into the Democratic spectrum. So it was a bit of a shock when I found out that I'd be interning with the Republican Party. But I'd say in the end, it was actually a blessing. I only returned home yesterday, and so I'm still reflecting on the internship. And I'd say I think I feel very lucky to have had that insight into how the other side thinks, because, you know, it would have been easy to go over and reaffirm my own biases. But now I have a bit of a unique insight into the Republicans.
So what did you know about Jackie Walorski before you got there?
I certainly did a lot of research, and she is a very conservative member of Congress, but she is also a Republican woman, and there are only 13 Republican representatives who are women in the House. So I think in that respect, I can empathise with her considerably, and she does do a lot of work to champion women's empowerment. So that was something I could relate to, and I really emphasised that. She has also done a lot of bipartisan legislation, working across the political aisle, which is something that I really support. And even in New Zealand politics, as a member of the Labour Party, I still advocate for that. So, yeah, that was really cool. She did get through a piece of legislation to protect women in the military who call out sexual assault and ensure that they have job protection and that their names are protected also. So things like that I could really, really work alongside.
Yeah, I'm just looking at her voting record, opposes abortion, opposes cannabis reform, opposes same-sex marriage, voted for the temporary ban on citizens of Muslim-majority countries. So, you know, plenty of there which would have been pretty foreign to you, I imagine, but you put your head down and do the job. Did you have much to do with her? Like, did you meet her and chat with her much?
I did, yeah. I had the pleasure of meeting her on several occasions, and she was a wonderful woman. In fact, the entire office was so welcoming the moment that I walked in the door. She's always very, very busy, so I didn't have a lot of time to sit and talk policy with her. But something that did pop up was her emphasising division and the importance of bipartisan work in the States, which is something, as I said, I really advocate for. And I think in particular she spoke about the challenges of getting TV time and radio time in her state. Indiana, surprisingly, I think a lot of the media is owned by left-wing corporations. So, yeah, that was something that she emphasised a fair bit.
What were you mostly doing for her?
Every day we'd start off by collating news clips that the Congresswoman had featured in over the past few days. And then we would compile a daily news report to educate the office on what's happening overnight and keep everyone updated, which little things like that, you can actually have a surprising amount of influence, I would say. You know, as a New Zealander, I would pick perhaps articles more related to things I was interested in, and the Australian wildfires definitely featured a fair bit because those were things I wanted to draw attention to. I'd also attend briefings on the Hill, write congratulatory letters to constituents and draft letters. Whatever needed doing, I was kind of the gopher, I guess.
Yeah, sounds like interesting work. How long were you there for?
10 weeks all up.
Okay. And you were there presumably when those impeachment hearings began. Was that a big deal in your office?
Certainly, certainly. I think that sort of took over the hill for a good few weeks. In fact, it's still going. but I was very lucky that I actually sat in on an impeachment hearing. So that truly felt like watching history. It was the day that they swore in the constitutional law scholars to give their testimony about whether or not they thought Trump's actions were against the Constitution. So very fascinating.
Wow, you are just fresh back, aren't you?
I am.
When did you touch down?
Yesterday at 9 a.m.
Oh, boy. Thanks for coming straight in.
No worries at all. It's cool. It's cool.
I understand that congressional interns aren't normally allowed to speak to the media.
Yeah, for sure. I think interns do tend to be from the US. I'm a bit of a rarity over there. And so I think in the US political context, if the media is reaching out to an intern, that's because they want juicy information about the congressman or congresswoman, whereas I'm lucky that I had approval from my office to be here today because they understood that it's also a cultural exchange for me. It's not just a political exchange, but, yeah, a lot to learn.
But they don't figure you'll be able to do too much political damage for an afternoon interview on RNZ.
Hopefully not. Thank you, GC.
Let's see what we can do, though.
Yeah.
Hey, you've already done so much. What are your goals? What's next? I understand you've got another adventure on the way.
I do. So in 2 weeks, I'm actually heading over to Timor-Leste. I'll be working over there for 10 months on a volunteer service abroad. And yeah, I'm super excited to get over there and do some field work. And it'll be very, very different to Congress, I think, going from an institution or a colossal institution that just has unlimited resources to, you know, a developing country where the challenges are going to be much different.
Do you want to go into politics?
That's a very good question. You know, it's not something I'd ever rule out because I like the idea of, you know, working from the top down. I think a lot of other institutions, you end up having so much bureaucracy, but, you know, congressmen and congresswomen or members of parliament, they can wake up one day with a really good idea, and if it rolls, if people are interested, they can get it done. So I like the idea of that, but I think in the short term, I'd be more interested in working to find consensus in politics, because that's what really interests me. I don't know if I could really join a party and have to fit in with everything so strictly. I'm more interested in, you know, going against division, I guess.
Okay. Really appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Samantha O'Hara from Victoria University of Wellington. You're from Vic, Samantha? She might have gone already. Anyway, it's Victoria and Canterbury Universities who run that exchange, the NZUS Council program. And she has been an intern at the office of Jackie Walorski, a Republican politician, a representative for Indiana in the US Congress.